Okay, so what happened?
So this lady got on with the stroller. I had the fans on, but after she got on, I have the mask up here next to me because they kept falling over behind, you know, on the little area where they are. So I have them next to me. So after she scanned her car, I said, ma'am, if you need any masks, they're right here. And she kind of just waved me off, like brushed me off or whatever, waved her hand, brushed me off. And then she walked towards the back to start seating. I turned the fans off so she could hear me clearly, and I was about to ask her if she wanted to take her child out of the stroller or not, just to let her know that it's her, you know, her discretion. But before I could even get the words out of my mouth, she yelled at me, saying, I heard you. I have my own mask. So I didn't get a chance to even say anything about the child in the stroller. She was just really nasty to me, and I said, I'm sorry, ma'am, but I don't feel comfortable with you continuing on the bus with me. Do you mind catching the next bus? At first, she changed her attitude then, and at first she was saying, I haven't said anything to you, and this and that. I let her know, I'm not trying to argue with you. I just don't feel comfortable from this point continuing on with you on the bus. I don't know what is going on, but I just feel really uncomfortable. Do you mind? She said, yes, she will. She then got off the bus, and she was saying things to me as she was getting off the bus.
Okay, so she was saying things to you when she got off the bus, as she was getting off.
She was getting off the bus. She was saying some things to me. I wasn't really paying attention to what she was saying because I just wanted to get back on the bus and continue on. I gave her space. I exited the bus just so she wouldn't feel any type of emotion, because I was going to secure the bus and just wait for a supervisor, but that's when she decided to get off the bus, so I moved back away from her so she wouldn't feel anything, any kind of way. And once she got clear from the bus door and was saying what she was saying, I got back on the bus, and she came by the doors and wrote the number down and all that type of stuff. So I just need this on the recorded line because this is what took place.
Okay, we timed out, but I heard everything that you said, and it is all on a recorded line. And if you want to talk to your manager about the incident, and maybe you guys can together can come up with some solutions for the situation, that would be awesome. I recommend that, actually.
I am definitely wanting to come up with solutions as far as that, because it's just really uncomfortable at this day and age with persons. You just never know what to expect nowadays, and I'm really kind of terrified nowadays.
Okay, yeah, it is, you know, a very fluid situation. Everything changes daily, and I understand you're feeling, I can empathize with you. But the best thing that we can do is just inform and let them go sit down, push the buttons, and just roll. But I would suggest talking to your manager, and we could come up with some solutions that way as well.
Okay, copy that. Thank you.
You're welcome. And we'll be clear. 1550.